This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Brazil is reinstating stricter climate goals after they were weakened under the country's former president. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Brazil is going back to commitments it had made as part of the Paris Agreement. The announcement was made by the country's Committee on Climate Change, a joint body made up of 18 government ministries. During the tenure of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, Brazil backtracked on its commitment to reducing national emissions, as was agreed in Paris in 2015. According to online platform Climate Watch, Brazil is the world's fifth largest emitter of greenhouse gases, contributing nearly 3% of global emissions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House.
Supporters of Iran's protest movement rallied in front of the White House and marched through Washington, D.C. on Saturday to commemorate 1 year since a young woman, Mahsa Amini, died in police custody, sparking political unrest in the country. Hundreds chanted slogans denouncing the Iranian government and calling on the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden to increase sanctions on Iran. In Iran on Saturday, security forces cracked down on protests in Kurdish areas of the country and briefly detained the father of Mahsa Amini. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Libya's top prosecutor says he has opened an investigation into the collapse of two dams that caused a devastating flood in a coastal city. Rescue teams were still searching for the bodies on Saturday. It has been nearly a week after the deluge killed more than 11,000 people. Heavy rains caused by Mediterranean storm Daniel caused deadly flooding across eastern Libya. This is VOA News. Ovidio Guzman, the son or a son of imprisoned Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been extradited to the United States to face fentanyl trafficking charges and a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva met with his Cuban counterpart in Havana. That meeting signals a revitalization of ties between the two countries in the first trip by a Brazilian president to the Caribbean nation in 9 years. Lula was in Havana for the summit of the Group of 77 Emerging Economies plus China, group founded in the 1960s, meeting in Cuba just days ahead of the UN General Assembly's in New York. Addressing the summit, Lula lamented the U.S.-led embargo of Cuba. He says the island is a victim of illegal economic embargo. Brazil is against any unilateral coercive measure. The United Auto Workers is aimed at improving wages and benefits, but it could hit the wallets of American buyers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Consumers could see a new round of sticker shock if the strike by the United Auto Workers Union doesn't end soon. The number of vehicles on dealers' lots will start to shrink, especially for popular models already in short supply. But Ivan Drury at Edmunds says the dealers have been stocking up ahead of the strike, and he says even if they try to blame higher prices on the job action, their lots are full now. It would be months before the ripples of the walkout would be felt. He and other industry analysts are warning consumer behavior will be a factor. If there's panic buying, that would drive up prices. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.